prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Monday, October 9th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
It's Monday again.
It is. I think I just saw you on Friday.
I think you did.
Or heard you, or talked to you, or didn't see you, but
well,
knew
that's
you
were why
there.
That's why I have a face for radio.
Don't we all? Don't we all? Anyway, we got lots to talk about today.
Oh, we do. We do.
So let's go ahead and get started with the gold prices today. Gold was up 1.60%, up $29 at $1,863. Silver is up 27 cents at $21.97. Platinum was up 10 at $897. And palladium was down 26 at $1,168. And you have the U.S. dollar down 0.04 at 106.05. Crude oil was up 3.5 at 86.33. I just want to make a note here. Here we had a strong showing in gold today, so and the dollar was down a little bit. So it isn't the dollar's drop that has given gold the 30-buck move. So that'll come soon enough. But let's go ahead and get to the paper markets. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about this. You know, it's... You know, the stocks, it's like it doesn't matter what happens. They stocks staged a comeback. Everybody shook off the pressures that were been driven by what's happening in Israel. And the major indexes were down across the board early in the day. The Dow was down. Well, the futures were down at 200. And when the markets opened, the Dow was only down 153 points. The NASDAQ had pulled back as much as 1.15%. But stocks were under pressure earlier. You know, it's like it's weird because if this would have happened 20 years ago, gold would have been $200 to the upside. The markets would have been down 2,000 points. But it's like nobody cares. It's like they're shrugging it off. Like it's no big deal. And it's really interesting. Anna Rathborne said that she thinks it's a near-jerk reaction. She said, so there's dust going up and now the dust is coming back down. She thinks it will take a few days to really understand where the impact actually is. So as of now, no one thinks there's, you know, it's exactly what people are doing. Excuse me. They're waiting to see what the impact is going to be. It's like, really? Some investors expressed confidence that the market had already assessed the impact of the attack over the weekend. Small caps rose on Monday, boosting confidence about the broader economy. The Russell 2000 Index of small cap companies added 0.8%. The S&P Small Cap 600 Index climbed more than 1%. And as long as the market sees this as contained and that diplomatic efforts continue to focus on keeping the conflict contained, the market looks at it and says, we've seen this before, been there. The market doesn't look back, it looks ahead, and that's the market's job. So the bond market was closed today for Columbus Day. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on tomorrow, meaning Wall Street is going to have to wait tomorrow for any updates on interest rates. And we do have a lot of earning reports coming out and a lot of reports on inflation this week. It's going to be an interesting week, but I think it's truly wrong for people to, and this is why people lose lots of money, because they don't react. You don't take care of what you could do. Like I said, pull your money out. Hey, you can always put it back. Why would you? And you know what? I've heard a lot this weekend. Well, I've been looking at my portfolio and yeah, we're down like 10%, 9%. It's like, well, you know, it's a, yeah, I know, but you know, what am I going to do? People, come on. You can, Butch, people have lost their ability to think anymore and to do for themselves. They have to have other people tell them what to do.
The younger generation.
And so what if we're, so what if you're, yeah, and so what if you're wrong? I would rather be wrong in trying to protect my money than being wrong that I didn't protect it and I lost it.
Well, if you only write 51 times out of 100, you're still ahead.
Exactly. So it's just, so that's what they're telling us. This is all to keep everyone not panicking. We tell you about the FDIC, how, you know, the super big banks, they don't have crap to cover those deposits. I'm sorry. All the news that we've talked about, how the banks are basically teetering the amount of hello. And you know what, Butch? I hope that they can keep this contained.
Yeah.
I hope they can. I pray that they can. But I wouldn't bet on Wall Street. It's a rigged casino. That's what it is. So if you think that they're going to lose money, because you're going to be the one losing the money. So, but yeah, what does containment look like? Netanyahu comes in. We'll talk about this, but so the market was up 200 points. The Dow, the S&P was up 27. The NASDAQ was up 52. European markets were all negative. Asian markets, Hang Seng was positive, but the China and the Nikkei was lower. Natural gas was up 1.38% at 3.38. And as I mentioned before, the bonds were closed today due to Columbus Day. So I think it's going to be a pretty exciting week, and it just depends on what side that you're sitting on is whether you're going to see whether it's exciting or whether it's frightening. So I hope you're on the right side of the trade.
Wow.
And so we all know, I know Butch has a lot to talk about with what's happened in Israel this weekend. where we're going to head. And Butch, do you think they can keep this contained?
To be honest, no. But before getting that far down the line, I looked this up today. I want to make sure I was right on some figures here. And I was actually a little shocked that I was this far wrong on the negative side. As of right now, there are 110 armed conflicts being covered by a group called Our Rule of Law and Armed Conflict Online Portal, RULAC. 110 armed conflicts in nations around the world right now. And the Middle East and North Africa lead with 45 armed conflicts taking place now. Of course, they just added Israel to the list, but my goodness, the list is lengthy. I mean, we're talking about armed conflicts as far as terrorists, maybe, or civil wars, or outright war. But North Africa and Middle East have a total of about 45. And I'm not going to take time to through all those today because we got more things to talk about than that. But the situation is in Europe, there are right now that we know of, at least seven armed conflicts going on right now in Europe. Now, that's counting Russia and Ukraine, of course. But there's Afghanistan, India, Myanmar, Pakistan, Philippines, all those are right now in armed conflicts. So this is something that we have to look at, folks, because being a pastor, I have to look at it from a biblical perspective. Christ warned us in the last days to be wars and rumors of wars. 110 nations right now in armed conflict. Melody, I don't know how many countries are in the world. Am I right in thinking 130-something nations in the world, or is it more than that? I have no idea. Any idea?
I don't know if they go by size and so forth. I don't know.
Yes, I don't know either. But I think it's just, let's say this, just say 140. It may be a little bit off either way. But 110 of them are in armed conflict. That is substantial. Would you agree?
Seems to me. I would say so.
And armed conflict, you say, well, it's just terrorist spats. And, you know, well, you take up guns to shoot people. You may seem small to other wars, but the ones laying on the ground dead or wounded, that's not small. Vietnam was a police action, right? We lost about 60,000 men over there, and some of them were my friends. So I guess small is in the sight is in the sight of those who are being shot at, in my opinion. So that's just what I feel about that.
There are 195 countries in the world today.
195, okay. So 110 of them right now are in armed conflict. Thanks for that update. Appreciate it, Millie. Thank
193 you. Countries that are member states of the United Nations and two countries that are non-member observer states.
Okay.
The Holy See and the state of Palestine.
Over half of them are at armed conflict right now. So something to think about. And the war, of course, it's right now all the news, and it should be. And tonight on my broadcast, I'll get any more detail than I can today. But there's so much going on. 50 years ago, on the same day, Yom Kippur, which is a high holy day for Israel, it's a day of repentance, I guess you could say. And 50 years ago, on the same day, they were attacked by Syria and Egypt. And that's so it's kind of interesting, I think, to find out that, I mean, they've timed it 50 years, which is a year of Jubilee in the Bible. It's significant in numbers, folks. Everything is done by numbers. And there's a reason for that. I don't know how far along this is going to go and play out in this. The first one, in 1973, only lasted like 6 days in that area. I'm just trying to remember exact dates on that. But it didn't last long at all. Six-day war, so it happened in 67. 73, I think it was a little longer than that. But nonetheless, it wasn't a real long war. But it was a war. It lasted from October 6th to October 25th, how long that lasted. Let's hope this doesn't last any longer than that, but I don't know that it won't. It's getting really scary. Iran security officials helped plan Hamas Saturday surprise attack on Israel and gave the green light for the assault at a meeting in Beirut last Monday, according to senior members of the Hamas and Hezbollah, another Iran-backed militant group. Now, folks, This is what's coming out of the news out of Dubai. I'm not making this up. Officers of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has worked with Hamas since August to devise the air, land, and sea incursions, the most significant breach for Israel's borders since the 1973 Yom Kippur War, these people said. Now, don't tell me Israel didn't know this was coming. Israel's Mossad is probably one of the, it's probably one of the top two or three security agencies in the world. They knew this was happening. And don't tell me America didn't know also. But details of the operation were refined during several meetings in Beirut attended by IRGC officers and representatives for the four Iran-backed militant groups, including Hamas, which holds power in Gaza, and Hezbollah, a Shiite militant group and political faction in Lebanon, they said. U.S. officials say they haven't seen enough evidence of Tehran's involvement. In an interview with CNN that aired Sunday, Secretary of State Blinken said, "We have not yet seen evidence that Iran directed or was behind this particular attack, but there's certainly a long relationship. We don't have any information at this time to corroborate this account." Well, okay, whatever you want to think, that's fine. But Dubai said they were. I don't think this is false information. I truly don't. And what that's going to lead up to, I have no idea, Melody. But Israel, whether you agree with Israel or not, is beside the point. I'm not pro-Israel. And I'm not pro-Iran and the rest of them. I'm pro-American. But the problem is, Israel is not one that you step on too easy. They will fight back. And this is no more surprise to them than 9/11 was to us. Our government knew about that. Is that just like they knew about Pearl Harbor, just like they knew about Gulf of Tonka. All these things, folks, are cover-ups. This was not a surprise. There's a reason for it. And they don't think that the ones who want to do these things give a hoot about the innocent victims that are killed or captured or whatever. They truly don't. They may talk like they do, but all wars, every war that's instigated almost from the beginning, has been called by somebody in power who wants war to gain profit of some kind or more control over the people. Got any comments on that so far?
No, go right ahead. You're doing great.
I mean, these are things that we've got to stop and look at, folks. We and this is my opinion. As I say all the time, my opinion and $2 would probably buy a cup of coffee somewhere. But it's my opinion, and I think it's got some basis to it. We could be now on the verge, literally, of another world war. And my opinion, again, is I think the Third World War will initially, it could be kicked off anywhere. But it's going to ramp up big time for the Middle East. Saudi Arabia blames Israel for the unprecedented Hamas terror attack. That's right. Saudi Arabia accused Israel of provoking Palestine hostility after a lethal Hamas attack from Gaza that claimed scores of Israeli lives. The kingdom calls for an immediate halt to the escalation between the two sides, the protection of civilians, and restraint, the Saudi foreign minister said Saturday, as Israeli defense forces engage in gun battles with Hamas terrorists. The kingdom recalls its repeated warnings of the dangers of the explosion, the situation as a result of the continued occupations, the deprivation of the Palestinian people, of the legitimate rights, and the repeating of a systematic provocation against its sanctuaries. That statement stirred frustration and disappointment in American observers of Saudi Arabia relationship. United States officials have nurtured in recent months closed-door negotiations over potential normalization of diplomatic relations between the Gulf Arab monarchy and the Jewish democracy. That diplomatic effort has been galvanized by a shared sense of threats from Iran, whose leaders celebrated the carnage on Saturday. We will stand by the Palestine fighters until the liberation of the Palestine and al-Quds, a military advisor to Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei said Saturday, according to Fars News. Our brave and hardworking Palestine people, those freeing the world, the Palestine resistance, in these historical moments are engaged in a heroic fight for Al-Aqsa Mosque, our sacred sites, and our prisoners. Folks, this is bigger than we can imagine, and it's just getting started. Melly, I know break time's coming.
Yes, it is, and we have a few seconds left. And I agree with you. There's so much that we're not going to know. There's so much that's going to come out, and there's going to be so much propaganda on this that you know. But the thing of the matter is, it's happening when you have Netanyahu saying that he's ready to change the Middle East. I think it'll be swift. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. It is Monday, October 9th. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. That's 1-800-375-4188. We had a pretty good day in gold. I hate to say the reason for it was good for gold, but it is up. And, you know, and it's funny, and I think when so many people say that silver is going to outpace gold, and it will by percentage-wise, but it's interesting that gold outpaced silver today. So probably temporary, but it's just to show you they're both going to do extremely well. The point is you've got to get off your
keister.
How should I say that? Keister.
Keister.
Get off your keister and just position yourself. Oh, I don't get it. And but yeah, Butch, this weekend a lot of people, I'm beginning to hear the little rumblings of, yeah, my portfolio is down a lot, but they're not doing anything about it. And that's the sad thing. That's the worst thing that you can do is nothing. 800-375-4188. And I'm just going to say this and then you can continue. Where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed money to change the Middle East. This is the one that disturbs me, to change the Middle East. What Hamas will experience will be difficult and terrible, and we are going to change the Middle East. He said This is only the beginning. We are all with you, and we will defeat them with force. Enormous force. Enormous force. So, and you know what, Butch? I think it will be quick. This won't be a lingering war.
Well, Netanyahu said he thought it's going to be a long war. I don't know.
I don't think it, well.
I don't know. I really don't know, because it's going to really depend on who all gets involved in it.
I think it depends on how long it's going to, well, it depends on which and how big it evolves. I mean, if he goes in there and does it quick, then you're going to be bringing in all these other nations, and that will take it to a long war. But I think Israel's response will be quick, and it just depends, I think, what will happen after that, whether it will be long or not.
I think you're right. I do. And folks, she mentioned about your portfolios and your savings and your retirement. She said, let me go, I'll say it again. You can take it out of paper and put it in something solid. If you don't go back in the paper, you can always buy it back.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that amazing? It's just that easy. It's easy. I mean, and I don't know how to make it any clearer. A 1 ounce gold piece will never go to zero. But anyway, move on from there. You know, it's amazing, too, that in Afghanistan, a big quake, killed probably around 2,500 people they know of so far. It made the news, but it's only a blurb because of what happened in Israel, overrode that. And that's, whether that's good or bad, beside the point, the news is centered around Israel now. And the Kremlin's chiming in now also. The Kremlin said Monday there was a high risk of a third party entering the conflict between Israel and Hamas after the U.S. moved warships closer to its ally, Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the show support on Sunday, sending fresh aid to Israel following surprise attacks by Palestinian militant groups Hamas. The risk of third forces becoming involved in the conflict is high, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov was quoted as saying by the TASS news agency. It is very important to find ways as soon as possible to move towards some kind of negotiation process in order to reduce this escalation and move away from a military solution. Russia has said it is in contact with both sides. We will see. Ex-Trump National Security Advisor said Biden's ransom to Iran incentivized Hamas to take American hostages. Folks, now you can believe what you want to about that $6 billion. I don't think they swapped it for the hostage. You may have, but I don't. You and I both know that they're not going to tell Iran what they can spend it on. That's insane. And by the way, they're now finding weapons that were sent to Ukraine filtering into Gaza. I'm serious about that. They are. And they also find weapons that they left in Afghanistan in Gaza. What a coincidence. Wow, we helped arm the so-called enemy. Gee. Before President Trump...
Well, that's what happens, because there's no accountability when we just give stuff to a corrupt nation.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. But Robert C. O'Brien criticized the Biden administration for paying Iran $6 billion in ransom money, saying that it incentivized Hamas to take Americans and Israel hostage on Saturday as it launched a number of terrorist attacks across the country. Well, they claimed that at least 9 Americans that were taken hostage. Some Americans were killed. I don't know how far that goes. I'm not even going to speculate. I have no idea how many they really are. And I will say this too, folks. Take the news on all the main stations, ABC, NBC, CNN, all of them. Take it with a grain of salt. Don't believe everything you hear. Again, I am convinced that Israel is not surprised by this, and neither is America. If they've been meeting for 2 weeks discussing this, don't you tell me something didn't leak out and they couldn't find it. I don't believe that for a minute. And if you study history, and I have studied history, in World War II, we were conned in World War II because Roosevelt won us in the war. Americans didn't want it. So they knew Pearl Harbor was going to be bombed. Roosevelt brought the Pacific Coast Navy into Pearl Harbor altogether on purpose so they'd be bombed. Now, that's documented facts. That's even on World on History Channel on TV. He knew about it in advance. So if they want somebody to go to war, they don't care who gets killed. 9/11 was an inside job. They don't care if he got killed. They got what they wanted out of it. They got to go to war with the Middle East. Folks, please, we've got to get over this naive theory that America is always good and America is always great. I would to God that was true. I really do. But it hasn't been for a long time. Iran declares victory after Palestinian proxy slaughters hundreds of Israelis. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi declared victory after a day in which his Palestinian terror proxy, Hamas, carried out a massive terrorist attack that killed hundreds of innocent civilians in Israel and injured thousands more. Iran funds and arms Hamas, which has ruled Gaza ever since a coup in 2007. It also funds and arms other groups, notably Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which attacked Israel earlier this year unsuccessfully. I am congratulating this great and strategic victory, which is a serious warning to all compromisers in the region, he adds in a letter to Hamas and Israeli Jihad, referring presumably to Arab countries that have normalized ties with Israel. Again, he said that we're sending a serious warning to all those who have normalized ties with Israel. Wow. Tough talk. Tough talk. Iran declares it a victory. And again, they were in on the planning. See, folks, all of this, we're a world connected. Israel, Iran, and Gaza Strip and all the rest over there are not singular nations that can fight among themselves and not affect us. We depend on those people for oil, which we shouldn't have to, but we do. Trade with Russia and Ukraine and other nations in Europe, we depend on that now. Without them, without China, we couldn't even get our own medicine made. Now, this is all for real stuff. We're kidding ourselves, and we think America can defend itself and provide for itself now. It cannot do it. We could do it if we regear everything and get it going again, but it would take a decade at least to get it all geared up again. If you go to World War, folks, you don't have a decade to rebuild. You're lucky to keep your head above water if we exist that long. We've got to quit kidding ourselves and look out for what it is. Pro-Palestinian rally met by Israel supporters in Midtown as Governor Hochul, slams abhorrent demonstration after Hamas attack. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators organized by Democratic Socialists of America rallied Sunday in the Big Apple, stomping on and burning the Israeli flag as Islamic terrorists in the Gaza Strip continued their assault on the Jewish state. Scores of counter-protesters turned out in support of Israel at the Manhattan Rally too, with verbal clashes between the opposing sides escalating throughout the day and at least one skirmish breaking out near the United Nations compound in Midtown. Yeah, folks, this is dividing people all over the world. It truly is. Sydney, Australia, Jewish community warned to stay home as Hamas supporters claim the city streets. It's already spreading, Melody. It's spreading to New York. It's spreading to San Francisco. We're going to discuss it more in Sydney in a minute. It's spreading worldwide already. It's causing dissension already in the citizens of different countries. Do you see this happening?
Yes, I do. I do.
I mean, this is just going to fuel more hatred. And that's the goal of the people that really want division. The goal is to fuel hatred. And this is, you can see the Palestinians in Gaza. One lady, I saw an older lady dressed, of course, in black and screaming, angrily. And I understand why, if her son or daughter was killed or whatever, and vice versa on the other side. The people that were killed, the civilians, they did nothing to deserve this. The ones in control of the battle that want this war couldn't care less. They want the people angry, just like Roosevelt wanted us angry in World War II, so we will and go to war. You can rally the troops if you attack them and make people mad enough that, oh, well, we'll defend ourselves. Even though it was a planned scenario to happen. But members of the Jewish community in Sydney, Australia's biggest city, were warned Monday to stay home and avoid being identified while supporters of the Palestinian terror group Hamas marched through the central business district together at the iconic Opera House. Australian Jewish Association President David Adder told Sky News that an email was sent to the Jewish community warning them to avoid the Harborfront building in the center of the city at Palestine. Palestinian terrorist supporters hijacked what was supposed to be a tribute to fallen Israelis. So they moved in when there's going to be a tribute to the Israelis, and the Palestinians took it over. We've seen one or two Jewish people who turned up early who have been taken away by police because they carried an Israeli flag. An email went around to the Jewish community warning us to stay out of the city of Sydney tonight, to stay away from the town hall area, to stay away from the Opera House area. We would be at risk if we were identified as Jewish in Sydney. Wow. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we could cover so much here, folks. It's been happening for so long because I told you I do try to study history some. I am by no means the brightest bulb in the house, but I can be taught. 1967, the year I went into the military, Israel attacked the USS Liberty. Prompted by the United States, America prompted Israel to attack our own battleship. This is a fact. Look it up. Johnson wouldn't have sunk. It didn't sink. They wanted to sunk the blame on Israel because they wanted, I mean, the blame on Egypt because they wanted a war with Egypt. It didn't happen. But 6 years later, Egypt and Syria attacked Israel. Now, I am not a very well-educated prophecy teacher, but I do study Scripture. Damascus is specifically mentioned in the Word of God as being wiped out as one of the last signs in the Bible. Does that mean literally? I think so, but could be wrong on that. But I think so. We're seeing all this heat up and wrap up into something that, by the grace of God, I hope doesn't continue much further. But I'm afraid it will. I really am. I'm afraid it will. And if you watch the news, and I'm going to say this, Mel, to you, maybe you saw it too. I'm a little suspicious of some of the video I saw. Now, I'm not an expert on bombs or rockets. I'm not. But a lot of those look like fireworks to me. Going off in the air and spurting out in the air like fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. Rockets don't generally just blow up in the air and send little sparklies out everywhere. Or from the ground up, sparklies flying everywhere. Now, they don't usually happen that way, folks. I do believe a lot of that was make-believe. Oh, I do believe that. That again is my comment. I can't prove that, but you can't unprove it either, because that's what I'm saying. We don't know what to tell us truth or not. But we are closer than we ever have been, in my mind, since 1960. What was that, 3? Melody, the Cuban missile crisis. I believe it was 63, wasn't it?
I believe so.
We are closer now than we ever have been since then to nuclear war. And it wouldn't have been nearly as bad in 63 because most nations didn't have nuclear weapons at the time. And America was still America enough to defend itself, and Russia knew it. China wasn't even developed enough to hardly defend itself, much less attack somebody else. That's all changed. That's all changed big time in the last 60 years. So I'm just telling you, folks, this could get really huge. I don't know how to tell you to protect yourself if you're not already doing it. If Melanie and I keep telling you that your paper is going to be worthless, then we'll keep telling you that. It's up to you to listen. But I pray that you're not caught standing flat-footed and no place to go when this all does come down. Whether it's going to be next week, next month, or 10 years from now, I don't know that. But we're getting close to the edge of the cliff. Be cautious and be careful. You have to go ahead.
And you know what's interesting is the way that people are reacting, and it's because how long has it been going on to where our leaders have divided. And the more they say we all need to get along, the more they create the division.
Oh, yes.
And it's where people are no longer tolerant. And that's what so many of these politicians thrive on, is they push this tolerance and so forth, but yet they're creating the division. There'll never be tolerance between groups of people. I mean, and what people, and I remember when this stuff was going on with Iraq, this is their culture.
It is.
And 4,000
years.
Yes. And people don't get that. People don't understand that.
They're a warring people.
And, but I do hear the music. We're heading into break. We'll be right back. Your sweet love is going to save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. I think we're about ready to wrap that up on Israel. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, we could go on a long time, but yeah, we hit some highlights. I think they're very important. And I have, Melody, I have to, and you do too. I mean, because we're trying to help people, and we could be wrong on things. We're not perfect. But our heart's in this.
Speak
to
for
try
yourself.
To help people. Our heart's in this to try to help people. You know, I mean, that's what we're doing this for. You know, I mean, neither one of us are millionaires off of this yet, are we?
No.
I mean, I can't even afford to buy my first airplane. I know preachers got three or four of them.
I know. And a boat, too.
Yeah. So, but anyway, no, our heart's in this. That's what we're here for. Now, on my broadcast tonight, if people get to tune in, you'll get to hear this at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, by the way. You can listen on gsradio.net on Todd's station. But I'm going to hit this in even some more detail. But the point of it is this. My heart is in this to try to tell people, this is Bible. This is happening. Prepare yourself spiritually first, please, mentally, and then physically. Because we talk about finances here a lot. We're going to talk about finances in a minute. everything that happens in the world eventually affects your finances, folks. Anything that's going on in the way of war, anything else. And nothing else, it causes shortages of things that you can't even buy any longer. So just prepare yourself. Mel, anything you want to say before we get started? Anything else?
1-800-375-4188. And I just, when I saw we're getting back to a little bit of a Walgreens employees plan a walkout this week over miserable working conditions. So here's another company that's looking to their employees or looking to strike back at their employees. And I agree, Butch. I mean, there's a lot of employees that do deserve to get more. U.S. Postal Service is hiking prices to 68 cents.
Oh, whoopee. Yippee. Yeah. And that's first-class postage stamp. Packages cost more than that.
68 cents from 66 cents effective January 21. It still has to be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission. Would raise mailing service products prices about 2%. And so, 2% yeah, more. Hey, I'm glad there's no inflation in this country. Aren't you?
I am.
Stamp prices are up 32% since early 2019. And the first class mail volume fell 3% last year to the lowest in 50 years and down 51% since 2006. So, yeah.
So it's up 32% in the last 4 years, what you said? Did I hear that right?
It's 32. It's up since 2019.
4 years.
The stamp prices are up 32%.
Gee.
But you know what's interesting? Yeah. But you know, it's like first class mail volume fell 3% last year to the lowest in 50 years. I mean, you know, so you raise prices because they don't want to process that mail. And that's the whole point. They'd rather process Amazon packages. So less work, less hassle. You don't have to deal with you and me and people. And it is amazing. People do go in there. They're never prepared. They'll walk up with things and socks that they want to mail to their grandkids in another state. How do I do this? And, you know, the count. Then they got to. So, yeah, people, you know, it's the service industry is becoming more and more difficult. And people expect this. And it's, I don't know, I'm going off on a different tangent. But anyway, that's
33% in 4 years. That's quite a hit.
That's quite a, yeah. Yep. Oh, but there's no inflation.
No, I know that. Yeah, I know that. That's why when we mail something out of the ministry here, I mean, we have to raise the price on goods so we can at least cover the postage. I mean, and that's terrible, but there's nothing I can do about that. It's just what it is. But you're talking about strikes at Walgreens. 4,000 United Auto Workers, Mack Truck Workers, began striking at East Coast plants. Approximately 4,000 United Auto Workers, members of several Volvo-owned Mack Truck locations on the East Coast, are heading to the picket lines at 0700 Eastern Time after the majority of members rejected a tentative agreement reached by the union and truck company last week. UAW boss Sean Fain sent a letter to Mack parent company Volvo Trucks that 73% of workers rejected a new labor deal that would have increased pay by 19%, giving members a $3,500 ratification bonus, enhanced retirement benefits, and more vacation time. The 73% of them said they don't want it, so they're walking out of this morning. The auto industry is this plan to bring them down? I have no idea. Are they bringing down the auto industry because they want to go to EVs? I don't know. But there's something on the foot here, something going down the come down the pike at us that I don't think that we can actually really digest now, Melody, because just stop and think what all's happened in the last 2 weeks and around the world. And then last year and a half, look what's happened. But the last 2 weeks, you know, auto strikes, you just mentioned the Walgreens, and CVS is going on strike. The auto workers are on strike. Now Mack Trucks on strike. I mean, all this is happening in a bundle here. And a war, and of course, now with Israel and Gaza or whoever's going to be involved in that, with Hamas. I mean, that's a lot of happening in a few weeks, isn't it?
You know, it sure has, and it sure is. And it's like, where does it all stop? That's the question.
Yes, it is.
How is it going to stop? When is it going to stop? And again, after COVID, it was never going to be the same again.
No, it's not. We said that many years, a couple of 3 years ago.
That's absolutely. I mean, the day I heard that China closed their economy to 6 million people, I knew things would never be the same again. You can't do that. And is this all it's a combination. It's been building for decades. But that one moment in time, I believe, has really, it was a change that really affects everybody. And it will never be the same again.
It was done on purpose.
Not to what we know. Yeah.
It was on purpose.
Absolutely. Of course it was.
It was been planned since at least 2017, and that's a fact. It's been planned for at least 2017. So, folks, this when you see something this major happening, understand this is not an accident. Somebody just wake up one morning and say, oops, I didn't know this was going to happen. No, they planned it. And another article here, something popped. Google searches for sell my Airbnb surge as travel downturn worsens. We told readers in late July why Airbnb owners are about to be forced property sellers. Then 1 month later, in late August, we wrote the Airbnb bubble popping will pop the housing bubble, followed by Airbnb bubble burst, investor home purchases crash, 45% biggest drop since 2008. Airbnb owners who snapped up homes in the last several years during the era of free money are facing a downturn in the short-term rental market that started in the second half of 2022, with some Airbnb operators and cities facing 50% revenue declines, according to a recent note published by revenue consulting CEO Nick Gurley. I believe these losses will cause a wave of distressed selling from Airbnb operators in 2023 and 2024, Gurley said. Airbnb CEO recently warned of a booking slowdown, while airlines and retailers have warned of a consumer spending downturn. J.P. Morgan, Goldman, Bank of America, Barclays, and Citi have added more gloom as consumer credit card spending crashed in September. Clearly, the Fed pinning interest rates at two-decade highs is leading to a major economic crack as a recessionary slowdown in travel demand emerges and crimps revenue for highly leveraged Airbnb operators, which depend on revenue streams to pay their mortgage payments. Gurley said the revenue collapse is most notable in the Southwest and Mountain West areas of the country, where Airbnb revenue per listing is down 40-50% year over year, with owners in cities such as Austin, Phoenix, Denver, and San Antonio taking the hardest hit. One ex-user posted, the great Airbnb exit has begun. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I would love, Marshall, I discussed this, Melody. We took a couple of trips. We were blessed to take a trip up through some of the Northwest several years ago, you know, Wyoming, and I'm going out through those ways, and up through, of course, South Dakota. And we had a good trip. We took a trip down along the coast, went down in along the East Coast and into Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana. Took her out in a boat and showed her the alligators, but I didn't throw her in. I thought about it, but I didn't do that. But anyway, we took a few trips, and we could actually afford to do that. I can no longer afford to do that. Not just because of the price of gasoline, but if you price motels and meals, I can't afford to do it, Melody. Not when a meal in a restaurant will cost you $40 for two people at least. Plus a motel, cheap one's about $100.
I'm sure they're cheap. More than that, yeah.
So there'll be no more trips for me like that ever again. Not to mention how shaky the world is, and I don't want to do it anyway. But we want to take a trip down to the Southwest. That's something I wanted to do. And I was going to do that a couple of years ago, and my bank account got hacked and lost money. Couldn't do it, but that's beside the point. Point of it is, it's in the past. That's I can understand when people are Airbnbs going out of business. I'm not going to visit them because I can't. Not because I don't want to. I just can't. Any comments on that?
No, sir.
NATO at bottom of barrel of weapon stockpiles. The head of NATO's military committee is urging the alliance to increase arms production, warning the bottom of the barrel of NATO stockpiles is now visible due to the massive amounts of weapons and ammunition that have been shipped to Ukraine. Dutch Admiral Rob Bauer made the comments on the first day of the Warsaw Security Forum. He said NATO military budgets increased before the Russian invasion, but that the Western arms industry did not increase production capacity. And that has led to higher prices already before the war. That usually had been exacerbated by the fact that we now give away weapon systems to Ukraine, which is great, and ammunition, but not from full warehouses. We started to give away from half full or lower warehouse in Europe, and therefore the bottom of the barrel was now visible. And we need the industry to ramp up production at a much higher tempo, and we need large volumes, he added. So war is very, very profitable for arms makers, is it not?
It's profitable for all the reconstruction and absolutely. Everything else. Yep.
People like the Clinton Foundation can do a lot of stuff, make a lot of money. So, and they will.
Absolutely.
Alabama deploys National Guard in response to illegal immigration crisis. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, a Republican, has pledged to send 275 National Guard troops to the southern border while blaming President Joe Biden's policies for fanning the flames of illegal immigration crisis. With the move, Ms. Ivey joins other Republican governors in dispatching the military force to help stem the tide, a tidal wave of people seeking to cross the border without authorization. Every state had become a border state under the current policies. And she's right. That's very, very true. Alabama remains committed to being an integral part of the mission to protect our southern border, she said. Earlier, Ms. Ivey joined 24 other governors in writing a letter to President Biden on September 19th, blaming his policies for incentivizing illegal immigration, which has said has been risen exponentially under his watch in some areas by nearly 850%. States are on the front lines working around the clock responding to the effects of this crisis. Shelters are full, food pantry empty, law enforcement strained, and aid workers exhausted, Ms. Ivey and others wrote, citing estimates that the annual cost of illegal immigration at federal, state, and local levels is at least $150.7 billion. Citing U.S. Customs and Border Patrol protection, the governors pointed out that there have been, listen to this, Melody, been over 5.8 million illegals crossing since President Biden took office, and another 1.6 million gotaways who evaded capture. September alone recorded over 260,000 illegal crossings at the southern border, marking an all-time high in a single month. But 5.8 million illegals in the last 3 years. Think about that. Almost 6 million people illegal.
And we know exactly who every one of them are,
We know where they are. We're giving them $2,200 a month, $2,200 bucks a month, so they can feed themselves. And we're going to feed them and clothe them and take care of them and house them. Now, we can't afford to help people in our own country, you understand. But we can do that for them and for Ukraine and Israel now, too. But don't worry about our people. They'll be all right. You know, don't get me started on that now, please. We're about out of time.
Are we already?
We are.
No, we can't be. Wow.
Getting close.
Yeah, we got some serious issues coming our way, folks. So, I don't even know what else to say, Butch. It's just, it's kind of shocking to hear really what's going on. But yet this is something that, and we'll wake up one day to a different world. Was this it?
We already have.
I don't know. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
All night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my